Jaded. I'm gonna grab my balls and rub my fingers in your face.
Yeah, the sucky, one of the sucky periods of Aerosmith. There have been quite a few of them now.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Selling Out Show.
Feel these nipples!
What it does is reaches into your brain chemically and locates your happiest memory chemically and then locks onto that emotion and freezes it chemically and then it keeps your happy happy.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to the Selling Out Show. I am one of your hosts, David Schultz, and over here by my side is my partner in crime, Nate Gorzinski, and our pal and frequent contributor to the show, Toby Schofield. Gentlemen, you're with me today, not physically, but, you know, I really like to reach and grab you and touch you and stuff like that, but I can't. But I don't want to keep talking about that anymore, because it's going to sound gross. So why don't you guys say hello to the listening audience?
I think that was faulty planning because you didn't ask each one of us. We could have both jumped in, but Toby's a polite guy apparently and let me jump in because I'm doing fine. But it is really nice to be here with both of you. This is a unique experience. It doesn't happen often. And actually, this is the first time Toby and I are meeting. I've listened to his work and I've appreciated it and enjoyed it. And I respect he's helped me out when I haven't been available on the show. He's filled in and I respect that and I appreciate that. But I'm doing great. And Toby, how are you? And thank you for not jumping in and making it a big clusterfuck.
Oh, I'm doing good. But this finally solves that we're not the same person, that we're not just I'm not Nate doing That's a Toby true. Voice or you're not Toby doing it or yeah, whatever. It's confusing. But yeah, we're not Batman and Bruce Wayne. We are That's two right. separate people.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though I look like you, but with glasses. Or do you wear glasses?
Yes.
Okay, then you look like me with glasses.
There you go, yeah.
All right. So maybe we are the same person. We're just doing a weird trick. We could be overlaying tracks. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Wow. So. Mind fuckery to start the show. Oh, you know, ho, ho. Now, I need to let people in on how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
Here on the Selling Out Show program, podcast, internet radio, whatever the hell you want to call it. Mm. I am so fucking tired right now. I have been up for an insane amount of time. Like, it's not right.
Yeah.
I need, like, sleep desperately.
Yeah, you sound
so
drunk.
So bear with me.
I know you're not drunk, but
you sound
a little inebriated. I know you're not. That's the thing. I know you don't really do that. So it's like, I was concerned. But obviously, you've just been up too long.
Yeah, that's why my intro for you guys was all scattershot and all over the place, because I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't know where I am.
That's all right. This is the Dave we get tonight, folks. That's all right. I'm happy with it. I love this Dave. I haven't seen this Dave in a long time. We used to get fucked up together.
A lot.
Yeah. This is as close as you're going to get to like a fucked up Dave, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I smoked a fat J before we started, so I'm with him.
Okay.
That's really
so me. I'm overtired.
That's really how the sausage is made.
You're baked. Yeah. I'm super tired. Yeah. Toby, what's your excuse?
I don't know, but the first thing that came to mind is I'm fat. I don't know. Like, I'm just fat.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
That's it. You're like, I'm just out of shape. But anyway, you know what? I promise everybody out there, this is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Because we're three cool cats, and we're going to talk about stuff that cool cats do.
Right on.
And the first thing on the docket, gentlemen, that I want to discuss with you is something that I talk about, seems like, quite frequently here.
Okay.
And that's nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Now, nostalgia is a funny thing, right? Because time just makes everything seem wonderful and fantastic. But in reality, when you wipe off that dust, those cobwebs, and you revisit some of these things that you think or believe were once wonderful and they're cherished and are a cherished piece of your memory and just find out they're absolute fucking bullshit.
Wow.
And that just happened to me by watching The Neverending Story with my 8-year-old.
Okay. You sound jaded, Dave. This movie just fucked you up.
First I'm drunk. Yeah. Now I'm jaded. Yeah. Make up your fucking mind,
a-hole.
You can be
both. They're not mutually exclusive. you've been makes both.
Do you remember that Aerosmith song? It was so bad.
Oh, jaded?
Jaded! Yeah. I'm gonna grab my balls and rub my fingers in your face.
Yeah, that's the jaded. Sucky, one of the sucky periods of Aerosmith. There have been quite a few of them now.
Yeah. They should have done the soundtrack for The Neverending Story because, guys, this movie fucking blew. Yeah. Have either of you watched it recently or do you have any fond memories of it that I'm about to taint?
I've got such good memories of the first one. I know the second and the third one were awful. I remember
we're not
thinking
talking sequels.
As a kid thinking that the second and third were bad. But yeah. The first, I just had, I haven't seen it in years, but I just remember it being awesome and Falcor being, awesome and
just awesome.
Yeah. It just the world awesome. Being really cool, but
yeah,
I feel like you're about to shit in my cereal or something, and I don't like this.
Well, can I say like I know I've seen it since I was a kid. I know I've seen it within the last like 10, 15 years. And I remember maybe not thinking it was as amazing as when I was a kid, but I didn't hold any particular ill will towards it. I remember still enjoying it. But yeah, the second one was like Jonathan Brandis, who creepy and dark killed himself. I don't know if anyone remembers that. He was like, you know, child star that actually killed himself. But anyway, so to bring things down, but he was in the shitty second one, I believe. And I didn't even realize it was the third one. But anyway, Dave, yeah, what do you mean? You watched it recently and you fell out of love with it?
Well, I wasn't necessarily in love with it to begin with, but I still thought it was going to be a fun flick. And I remember it being a, you know, fun little adventure and what have you. But as an adult, let me put this pin in the story for a second. We'll come back to that in a few moments or maybe 2 weeks. Who knows? But, you know, talking about Toby just brought up Falcor.
Right.
This giant animatronic, which must have been quite a feat.
Yeah.
To manufacture back in the day, don't get me wrong, I could admire that.
Big flying dog but thing. It was supposed to be like luck dragon.
He flies without wings.
Okay.
Yeah, a luck dragon, no fucking wings. Yeah. And then in every scene he's in, his legs don't move. They're still in that, what's that position? Like if a cat was laying in his bed,
supine.
A hunch position or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, you just say a supine?
I said supine, because I'm cultured.
I like that word.
Yeah, I have no idea. Don't ask me.
Supine.
Yes.
But yeah, you get my drift. Yeah. It's like fucking, I'm like, come on, guys. You had enough money in the budget. You couldn't like give them legs that actually moved.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about that in the real world in 2020, dude. You could go out with a fucking iPhone, run on a beach with a goddamn hot dog in your hand. Because Falcor was always stationary. The only thing that really moved was his mouth, which is freaky anyway. Yeah. And you could run and it'd be like, woo, the never ending story. And that hot dog would be just as, you know, basically
animated.
Interesting. Yeah, animated. Thank you. I was going to, I'm searching for the words here, supine. But, yeah, man, just fucking sucked.
He moves with luck. He's a luck dragon, dude. He doesn't need to use arms and wings and shit. He's fucking a luck dragon. You know?
I'd love to,
he's lucky.
I'd love to be
he's lucky no kids pointed that out back in the 80s.
I should too. I was going to say, I'd love to be sitting in my chair. All of a sudden, it's like, zoop. I'm right across the room. I didn't even have to move a limb.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm lucky.
That lucky fuck.
Hey, I'm lucky.
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Oh, it was so fucking lame. And now, quickly back to the story.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the gist of the whole thing?
Yeah. And I remember a little kid skipping school to go read a book up in a creepy dude's, like, library attic. Like, some creepy librarian was like, yeah. And he's just stayed up there and, like, locked himself up there and read this crazy book. And basically, yeah, the whole book, the whole movie is the book. It's the story. But then at the end, it's like, the reader is included in the story and all this shit. So that blew my mind when I was a kid. That's like some meta shit when you're a little kid, you know? But that's it, basically, right?
Yeah, there's a princess.
Well, yeah, you
Yeah, I left out all the plot, but I mean, that's
basically... I don't know. I mean,
didn't he run away from home too? Like, wasn't his dad being a dick or something at the beginning?
He got beat up by bullies. I remember that.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But it wasn't a library. Okay. He was in the attic of his school.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
That's what happened. Yeah. But even then, right? You're right, though. He reads the book. It eventually turns out that he's actually the reason behind everything.
Right.
Like, their world, spoiler alert for whatever, 30 fucking 40 years worth of a film, that land, I forget the name of it now. Anyway, the movie fucking sucks.
Isn't Narnia?
But it doesn't exist.
It's like...
No, it wasn't Fantasia. Narnia, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Fantasia.
Yes, thank you. Fantasia.
Yeah.
Sounds like a brand of like...
Sounds like a hooker.
S
cross-dressing.
Yeah. So I was going to say like of... like raver drug or something. Fantasia. But anyway, that world can't exist unless someone believes in the story.
That's very Peter Pan. Clap. Was it Clap and fucking Tinkerbell will stay alive or whatever? Is that what was that Peter Pan?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember if you watch the old Peter Pan, it's like there's a section where I guess maybe it's in the live. Like I saw it in a theater and there's a scene where Tinkerbell's dying and they're like, you have to like clap and she'll come back to life or whatever. Anyway, whatever.
Well, anyway, hey, my whole thing is this, is that they make it so this little boy, their world falls apart if he doesn't read the book. But realistically, it could be anybody reading the book.
Yeah.
They just need someone to read the fucking book.
Right. Exactly. But dude, what about this? So at the end...
Yeah.
The big thing is the princess, if she's like dying and all this, but she needs a name. And the person reading the book has to like give this character in the book a name in order to save the whole place. And that's the crux. That's the big thing. And the kid in the movie runs to a window and yells, but right as like thunder is clapping or some shit and you don't hear it. Like as a kid, I never knew what he's saying. It was like three syllables. And I found out he's saying Moonchild. It's like Moonchild is the name he's yelling. But you don't know, you can't tell. Like, I don't know how people figured that shit out. Did you find that hard to figure out when you watched it, Dave?
I at that point I wasn't paying attention that much.
Checked out.
I actually thought he was yelling the name of his mom.
He was.
Who died.
Her name's she's a hippie.
His mom's name was Moonchild. Yeah, was she fucking?
Her parents were fucking
Frank
Sonny
Zappa's. Yeah. Right. But dude, I'm just telling you, this movie does not hold up. It's like you could watch Labyrinth, right? Labyrinth to this day has certain elements and characteristics that make it special and unique.
Sure. David Bowie.
This movie is just a giant, of course, obviously, above that and just, beyond. But I mean, this movie is just a fucking turd.
Yeah.
So I feel like what you're saying is it's due for a remake.
Ooh. Don't do it. Don't do it. Dude, The audience doesn't know we spent about an hour talking about horror movies and the horrible remakes that they've made and how much we hate them. And like,
well, I just want Dave to enjoy it. I don't want him to like be sour on this franchise. And you know, he needs it to be updated because he didn't like the animatronics of Falcor.
You didn't like the song at the end, that Neverending Story song. Do you know that was by Limahl, the singer of Kajagoogoo? That did that too, sha sha, hush hush, adua. That 80s song, it was by the one hit wonder Kajagoogoo. The singer, I never knew this as a kid, is the one that sings that Never Ending Story song. I always thought it was some chick. It sounds like a woman singing.
But I thought it was a woman. Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe he's got a guest singer and he's like the producer, but it's credited to him, Limahl. It's some weird name. I don't know if it's a fake name or it's French or what, but anyway.
Dude, I'm so tired right now. I don't know if you're telling me the truth or just
lying. I'm not
to take advantage of me.
Dude.
You know what I mean? So I'm not going to like look it up on the internet. Yeah. I'm just going to take everything you say as gospel.
It's fucking Limahl.
You know, I think maybe that was your problem, as you needed to watch it sort of impaired. So you need to rewatch it now that you're really tired and you might
get acid.
It.
Yeah, take some acid.
It might just make more
if
sense.
If I ever see another person on Twitter or social media say, oh, that scene when the horse died.
Oh, my God.
ruined my life. It scarred me forever. I'd be like, shut your face. That thing was, it was like a spa day for this horse in a mud bath.
Dude.
And sure, it went under and you didn't see it again for the rest. Well, you did see it later in the movie. Yet again, another spoiler. So it didn't die anyway.
Well,
you
came
fucking
back.
Pussies.
Came back.
Came back.
But dude, don't tell
you know,
that
I,
shit
I
to
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't, this love affair is just rotten.
I don't know. Dude, you can't. Tell that to my girlfriend, because Carly is a horse person, and that scene, yeah. She specifically won't watch this movie because of that scene. Same with her son, my stepson, Joey. He talks about, I hate that movie. And if you ask him why, it's that scene with the goddamn horse. And I agree with you. Like, I don't give a shit about the horse, that scene. It's just like, okay, it's a plot device. It, like, you know, creates an emotion. It makes sense. But holy shit, some people can't watch that movie for that shit. You're right. It's crazy.
But. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. And, you know, just a lot of these movies from the 80s have lost their luster with me. Yeah. Like Willow. You watch Willow. Willow annoys the living crap out
I
of
love
me. Now, I liked it when I was a kid.
I still like it.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched it recently.
You still like
yeah.
it?
Oh, Bav
I haven't watched it in years. I want to watch it now, though. I don't know. That's scary that you're saying. One of you is
don't
saying it holds up. The other one's like, nah, not at all.
Don't listen to him. I know your taste already. We were talking about movies before the show. You'll enjoy Willow still. I'm telling you. It's good.
Just
Dave's jaded.
Make sure you get a bottle of jaded. Make sure you get a bottle of some kind of hard alcohol next to you. And every time in Willow when you hear Mad Mod again, just fucking take a shot and you'll be drunk by half of the movie.
Dude, what's his name? Val Kilmer was the shit in that. He was awesome. Mad Mardigan. He was awesome. That movie was great. Warwick Davis.
No.
Ewok. Wicket the Ewok himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Breakout role.
You're still not selling it on me. So what? Good for Warwick Davis. What does that do for me?
Man. Val Kilmer, dude. Real genius. Top secret. Yeah. He was awesome.
MacGruber?
Yeah, MacGruber. Fucking the saint. The forgettable saint.
Yeah.
You know.
I will say this. Yeah. I'm and I know Toby was about to say something, and it better be really pertinent and important to what we're about to, what we're going on about here. There's a lot of pressure. So, Toby, jump back in. Say what you were going to say.
I'm really thinking hard of, like, movies that don't hold up that I've watched recently.
Yeah.
And it's not as old as, you know, well, maybe it's more in the 90s, but like I recently watched the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, God.
And the CGI is so bad. And but
Anderson directed that, the one that did Event Horizon.
Yeah.
Not Paul Thomas Anderson, Paul like W.A. Anderson or some shit. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
It just I love the movie, but like I was watching it and I was like, this is so bad. But it's so good because of nostalgia. Yeah. And I don't know. I can't think of any other movies that are just god awful.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't know. I can definitely, I'm sure I can think of some. Troll. You ever watch Troll, the original? I mean, Troll 2 is the gold standard. It's up there with The Room for like so bad they're good movies. But the original Troll, which had Sonny Bono in it, that movie is kind of shitty. And when I was a kid, that shit freaked me out. And I watched it recently and I'm like, what the fuck was wrong with me, man? But, I don't know. And the main character in the original Troll, the, how you say protagonist was this kid. Oh, coincidentally, the kid that played in the Neverending Story, the one that rode Artex, whatever his name was, Atreyu. That kid was the lead in Troll. Which did not hold up. So this is crazy. That kid is fucking movies up. But anyway, his name, his character's name in a Troll was Harry Potter. How weird is
that?
What? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And he goes to see this like wizard woman in it, which is weird. But anyway. But yeah.
I like how you clarified the director of Mortal Kombat wasn't Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah. In case you were confused. You know.
You're like, why the fuck does Mortal Kombat have Dirk Diggler in it? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
What is this?
That was Fiona
shit?
Apple's fault. She got him to make Mortal Kombat. She was a big arcade gamer. But,
was she?
No, I have no
really?
Idea. No.
Now I know you're feeding me a line of crock of crap. Yeah. You're just making this up off the cuff.
Fiona Apple.
But what I wanted to say earlier, what about Fiona Apple now?
I was just quickly going to say she's up there with Alanis Morissette for like anyone who's had a psycho girlfriend cannot stand, like, I don't know. I enjoy some of Fiona Apple's music, I'm not going to lie, but you know, she still gives me chills sometimes when I think of her, because she's like that, you know, psycho ex-girlfriend kind of vibe, you know what I mean? That criminal.
And you've had plenty. You've had plenty of those, my friend. I was just going to mention that I'm inviting the hate mail for people who say, you know, you don't even bring up the movie properly. You're not keeping anything in sequence. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah. I know, but I mean, I'm just kind of like, you know, jumping all over the place here with my thoughts on it. So I imagine if you want to, if you're so inclined, you can hit us up on Twitter at Selling Out Show or on Gmail. sellingoutshow@gmail.com and tell me what kind of fool you believe I am. If you were one of Nate's psycho ex-girlfriends.
You can tell us why Fiona Apple's awesome.
Yes. Jagged Little Pill changed my life. And then that's Morissette. Yeah. Or if you are a weight loss trainer or some kind of physical fitness guru, contact us to let us know how Toby can shed a few pounds.
Yeah. I need it.
Because apparently,
desperately,
that was a concern of his heading into today's program. Yeah. So yeah, please do that. Yeah.
We don't want to lose Toby. You know what I mean? His heart could give out. We don't want to lose him.
Any second now. I'm just one donut away.
Yeah, man. But, well, man. Hey, but Alanis Morissette, she was on another staple of my youth, which was You Can't Do That on Television, the Canadian sketch comedy troupe of little kids that was on Nickelodeon in like 1984 or 5 or something.
I recall. Sure.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. But Alanis Morissette started on that. She was an actress on that, or a character or whatever, a person on that. But anyway, if anyone...
I just think it's disgusting, and I don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
But that whole song, was it You Oughta Know?
Oh, God, yeah.
Was that...
That's the one. God. That's the one that...
Was that really about... Was that the one about Dave Coulier or something from Full House?
I think you're right.
Mr. Cut It Out.
Yes, I think you're right. And it had...
Because when you listen to that song, she's like, and I went down on you in a theater. I can imagine him just finishing. He just busted a nut and he's like, cut it out. Yeah, dude. He's like wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and then Gallagher's right next to him. He's like, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I got a watermelon for you.
John Stamos watching a movie with him. Why isn't she with John Stamos? Uncle Jesse was hotter than Joey. You know what I mean? He had that 80s.
Says thing. You. Yeah.
It's John Stamos, dude. Come on. But anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
Why wasn't she with John Stamos? Why wasn't Alanis Morissette with John Stamos instead of Dave Coulier? Let's figure this out. Let's have an online poll.
I don't know. I know the honest answer is probably like she didn't know him.
Yeah. She just happened to know Dave Coulier. Of course that's the reason.
Why it just happened. It? Yeah. That's it. It's a Canadian thing. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And actually, Troll... Wasn't Troll where, why am I going back to Troll? Yeah, sure. We left it behind, and I'm bringing it back.
There was some
Wasn't
loose,
that like Jennifer Aniston's
thread.
First movie?
No, that's Leprechaun.
Leprechaun's
the first one, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, yep.
Oh.
Yeah, they in more recent years after Friends came out, they put her on the box cover, even though she's not like the main character, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. My stepson watched the Leprechaun franchise not long ago. That's one that I'm not into, but I don't know. The first one was okay, I guess, but that one gets so ridiculous.
I recently watched them with my kid too, and the newest one that they came out with, they did the Halloween thing and basically said all the sequels don't exist and they're not canon anymore, and then the newest one's the only one that's canon.
Yeah. Dude, Halloween's done that like twice now, you know? They've like started over. Like, this one doesn't count now, or part two doesn't count. The new ones, like, all of them don't count, including part two. Because part two, you got blown up in a... Anyway, we don't have to go into all that lore. Start talking about Halloween, Michael Myers.
One thing I want to add to the Halloween thing.
Sure. Hey, I'm not done talking.
I always thought it would have... In the newest one, I thought it would have been cool if all the movies were canon... Because they were the rumors of what kids would tell other kids, like at school and stuff.
Nice.
And so every story is real, in a like, you know, did you hear about the boogeyman?
Right.
He did like this.
Right. It's like an urban legend sort of thing. Like,
yeah. And it just keeps getting twisted and added to. And that's why he never dies. And that's why there's, you know, but.
Dude, that's pretty cool because they wanted to turn it into when they did part three, which Season of the Witch, which has nothing to do with the others. It's all the weird Halloween masks and shit. That one, they wanted to turn Halloween into like a weird anthology thing. And so what you're talking about kind of is in that same spirit where it's like very Halloween-y. You tell scary stories. You have, you know, here are all the stories that were told about Michael Myers. So anyway, that's pretty cool. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, it's just that way. That way, everything is still somewhat canon. you know, you can keep it all together.
And that way, Busta Rhymes doesn't ruin the franchise, or at least that movie. You can still be like, okay, makes sense that he's, you know, trick or treat, motherfucker, or whatever he said. That's when he still had his dreads, though. He was cool.
But I feel like every franchise, when it goes like past three or four, they always add a rapper at some point. And then that's when it's just like, nope, we're done with it. We give up on it.
Exactly.
or Jay and Silent Bob get added to it, like Scream.
Yeah, man.
Scream. Was DMX or Coolio ever in a horror movie?
Coolio was, well, he was in, oh no. Wait, what was Coolio in? I feel like he was in one.
I feel like both of them
but it can't be like...
No.
Yeah, I don't want like a scary movie kind of thing where it's like a comedy making fun of horror movies, but like legitimately, like you just brought up Busta Rhymes being in a Halloween movie.
Yeah. I'm actually looking this up right now because I feel like Coolio
of course
was
you are.
In a movie, but no, maybe not. I don't know. Snoop Dogg was in like Bones or some shit. It was like some horror movie.
Bones?
Something like that.
Has there ever been a good horror movie with a rapper in it? Or a musician of any sort?
I'm just thinking that's the laziest title ever adorned to any horror movie ever.
Bones.
It's just called Bones.
It was a TV show that went on for fucking years with it. But she was...
Trick or treat, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to do it back to you.
Bones.
But yeah,
that's called a callback, folks.
Callback. Yeah, man. I don't know. But hey, you know what? I do want to mention something, though, about these remakes. Because recently, our pals over at the Dueling Decades show, podcast, again, internet radio, whatever the hell you want to call them, Dueling Decades, great program. I've been on it multiple times. Nate's been on it.
That's right.
But they had Keith Coogan
on
the show. He was on, was he in Critters?
He was.
I just know he was on Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's
he
Dead.
He was also in that, but he was in Critters.
Well, gosh darn. He was, holy mackerel.
Yeah, Keith Coogan was the lead. He was basically the protagonist in Critters. If you don't count the Alien Bounty Hunters, they were kind of a protagonist too. But Critters.
Okay, Rain Man, and calm down.
Anyway, I'm full of it, dude. Let's play Trivial Pursuit, our movie edition.
Let me at least get this out of my face before you go, Trivial Pursuit on my ass. But when they were talking about remakes, it's not just because they want to remake something because they have no ideas. And I knew this because this applies to comic books as well, not just films. But they need to put out content under that banner to retain the rights of that property.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, who the hell was clamoring for the RoboCop remake? Probably nobody, right? But the thing was, if they didn't remake RoboCop, then they would have lost the rights to RoboCop.
But who? Because Orion Pictures put out the original RoboCop, and I don't think Orion is even still around, are they? They didn't put...
I was using it as an example. Okay. I don't know if RoboCop... Okay?
A nerd.
Jeez. You get your underwear
like,
at Kmart.
Orion Pictures doesn't exist anymore. Sorry.
That's what happens with like Spider-Man and Fantastic Four is probably one of the better examples of a lesser loved movie, reboot kind of thing.
Sure. And that's an interesting one because the Fantastic Four, wasn't that the one that was made, the Roger Corman one back in the 80s, that they made only to hold on to the rights, and they weren't even, they didn't even release it. And you can find it now, but that movie wasn't, it was just made as like a fake thing to keep the rights. And but you can watch it now, and it's actually a pretty entertaining movie. It's better than a lot of those 80s superhero movies, you know, Punisher and whatever else.
Is that the one with Captain David Hasselhoff?
No, that had Dolph Lundgren. Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, okay.
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, he was the Punisher. Yeah. Hasselhoff was Nick Fury.
That's what it was.
That's right.
That FF movie, the Corman one that Nate's talking about, as a kid, it was on the shelf in my local video store, and I rented it, and it had no business being there, because, again, it never got released. How they got it, I have no idea. But I watched it then, and I was like, hey, this is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So, there's actually documentaries made about it as well, because the actors didn't realize they were putting all that effort into something, albeit you may have thought it was a crappy performance, but for them, they were getting paid to do it, so they were trying their damnedest. Yeah. They didn't do something just for it not to be released. They expected this was going to be some kind of summer blockbuster, like the producers were touting it as such. Right. And then they get told, nah, go home, pack your bags, see you later. And that was that, until the Tim Story directed Fantastic Fours came out later. And those are the ones with Jessica Alba.
Right. Michael Chiklis.
Michael
Chiklis. And Chris Evans, before he was Captain America, was Johnny Storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Human Torch. But
trippy stuff.
Yep. And then Michael B. Jordan played the new Human Torch, and he played the Killmonger in Black Panther. So he's been in two different Marvel franchises as well. Wow.
There's been more. Yeah. I mean, if you look at what's his name? Ryan Reynolds. He played Deadpool.
Yeah, and Green Lantern. But that's DC.
But he played a different version of Deadpool, and then he came back.
Wade Williams.
I really like those new Deadpool movies.
He was also in a Blade movie.
Oh, that's right. He played one of the Darkstalkers or whatever.
Thomas or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Did you call him, Nate, did you call him Wade Williams?
I don't know. Wade something. I don't know. I'm out of the loop.
Fucking snatch his nerd card. What's Wade Wilson?
Wade Wilson. I was close, dude. I was three letters off. Come on.
Yeah.
Throw me a bone. Anyway, throw me some bones.
We've been
bones
talking so much about movies.
With Snoop Dogg.
I'll give you...
Callback.
Yeah, callback. All right, guys. That's been a lot of movie talk. Does anybody have anything to add? Yeah, before we move on to maybe some music talk with some Nate's notes, does anybody have anything to contribute as far as films? Because we didn't really plan on talking about this long. Yeah. But this is the kind of show we have. We just riff and have fun and slap sausages together and spark stuff.
Hey. How the sausages are made, and then we slap them together, you know?
Yeah.
The sausage party, folks. That's what we got.
Yeah. Here. Well, you guys both good? Or Toby, do you have anything else you wanted to say about some cinematic stuff on celluloid or whatever? Forever.
I want there to be a Neverending Story remake now, just so you can be satisfied with how great that movie is.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that would happen.
I'm just saying.
But it's worth an
effort. Just because it's remade, I'm not going to be like, oh, wow, they remade it. Now I've got to like it. I'll probably hate it twice as much.
Have it directed by Guillermo del Toro or somebody cool, you know, like that can make it really interesting.
No. Oh, yeah, that would be really good.
Oh, You
talk about urban legends earlier. I'll become an urban legend. I'm the cranky old curmudgeon who hated the Neverending Story. Ended up living in an apartment all by himself and masturbating until he went blind.
Yes.
Wait, that might be my current trajectory. Anyway. Hey, everybody out there in the audience. Guess what? We were talking about this stuff before we even came on air.
Yeah.
And so just so you know, we've been talking about the Neverending Story and my hatred for it, my vitriol.
Vitriol.
Did I say that right, Nate?
Vitriol.
Vitriol. Thank you. Yeah. Vitriol. Yeah. Say it again for me, please.
Vitriol. I'm like the Google.
I love how you
library.
Say it.
Whatever. And library.
I still like saying vitriol.
Google Dictionary. Library.
But we were talking about, what was that character that Toby, you mentioned with the hands, the rock guy?
The rock biter.
The rock biter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was saying if he started beating off, they'd be fucking granite.
They used to be such strong hands.
Yeah.
Even
and
the
there'd be little debris
bat.
Flying everywhere. Yeah. And then I asked Nate, I go, Nate, what do you call that? He's like, slag. And then Toby jumped in. He's like, slag off.
Slagging off.
We slagging off. We almost went through that whole bit about movies and didn't even bring that up, even though I was cackling about that before we started doing our
slag. Slag is the waste from rocks being, you know, broken, folks. I don't know if that was made clear, but yeah, so it's a pun. It's masturbation, masonry pun, if you will. This is complicated highbrow shit.
I want to do my live read now. Do I have permission to do that,
sure.
guys?
I'm going to shut up.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad everybody's cool with that. You guys are like, yeah, of course. Yeah, Dave.
As long as I don't have to do it, you're good.
You're good. Yes, please do it. Well, I want to thank the partners of this show, starting off with alpinehemp.com. The CBD revolution has arrived, and if you haven't tried any CBD products, you are totally missing the boat. You name it, any kind of ailment you can think of, whether it's stress, anxiety, pain, lack of sleep, on and on, CBD is there to help. And there's no better place to pick up CBD for an affordable price than alpinehemp.com. Northlandvapor.com. I love to vape. I've been vaping this whole time that Toby and Nate have been going on about movies I don't know a lick about. But here's the great thing about Northland Vapor. Not only do they also have great prices in all their e-liquids, they're all diketone and artificial sweetener free. You may be saying, Dave, why is that important? Because it's always good to know what you're putting in your body. Cigarette companies have made careers on killing people for years and years and years. With vaping, you know exactly what you're getting, and you know it's not nasty stuff. Make sure you visit northlandvapor.com. You visit both those sites, enter code SELLINGOUT19 at checkout, save 19% off your entire order. Last but not least, we have Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is an award-winning lubricant used by professionals in the adult film industry, but why let them have all the fun? No, you don't want to do that. Get some for yourself and it's easy. You visit spunklube.com, place an order, and it comes discreetly right to your door. So make sure you check out spunklube.com. And without further ado, ladies, germs, and gents, let's go to some Nate's notes.
Dust off your LPs. It's time for Nate's notes.
It's been a rough time for those of us who enjoy going to live music events. Concerts, raves, musical theater. It's all been put on hold indefinitely while the world grapples with this pandemic. It's sad because this year was shaping up to be a great one as far as the number of shows I was looking forward to personally. To be honest, I got screwed out of some shows before this virus even showed up. Last November, I went into the hospital for a spinal infection that our listeners have heard plenty about, but I was in for a couple of months, and during that time, I missed out on a couple performances I had planned on attending. So when I got out, I was looking forward to finally getting back out there, and not only playing shows myself, but going to see some of the great tours that were scheduled for 2020. But we all know how that turned out. The virus started picking people off. Society started closing down. The whole spring and summer season's worth of shows were canceled. And at this point in late August, things don't look promising for fall either. The way things are, with so many refusing to listen to science and with no real medical solution in sight, the rest of the year is presumably going to be concert free. Unless you want to see some shit-kicking redneck country band in a red state who still thinks this virus is a hoax meant to hurt the image of Donald Trump. Spare a thought for all the musicians who already lost the potential to make money from record sales years ago with the advent of streaming services and file sharing. Touring became the only way a band could still succeed, unless a song of theirs got picked up for a huge advertising campaign or something. Stand-up comics are really screwed over by this situation, too. I listen to podcasts from Joe Rogan, Mark Maron, Bill Burr, among others, and although those guys aren't necessarily hurting for cash, they do bring up the fact that a lot of comedians completely rely on being able to perform several sets a week, and comedy clubs are in the same spot that concert venues are right now. all the publicity has been on sports and how can we get these teams of athletes back on the field, less has been said about the performing artists and musicians. Thankfully, we live in a world where we are all connected digitally and bands have the ability to live stream or upload live performances. One of my favorite bands, Norway's Enslaved, have done a few great online shows, and the cool thing is that fans can watch it for free, but if one chooses to contribute financially, they can actually have a say in what songs get onto the set list. Because of this, fans have gotten to see Enslaved play some long-lost gems, as well as performances of complete classic albums, and nobody has to risk getting sick, unless you're sitting at the computer eating some questionable food that's been in the fridge too long. Metallica has advertised a performance that will be broadcast to drive-in movie theaters across the country on a certain date, so you still have the experience of going out for the night after having to make sure you get one of the limited tickets for the event. The idea is to sit in your car like at a regular drive-in movie and see Metallica projected on a big screen, which, in all fairness, is how most people see Metallica when they go see them at a regular concert. Since usually the venues are so big, you end up relying on the Jumbotron screens to actually see them anyway. And hopefully your car seats are more comfortable than stadium seating. Before everything shut down, my band was starting to practice with some new technology, new for us anyway. Our drummer got an electronic kit that sounds really authentic when amplified, but if you plug in headphones, it can barely be heard even one room over. With enough headphones and some other doohickeys, the whole band was practicing almost silently, as far as the other people in the house were concerned. Gone are the days of the tortured family with the drummer kid whose band comes over to practice. The only audible thing to those not involved in making the music is the voice of the singer. And that's just because we haven't figured out how to jack right into a set of vocal cords yet. A person has to actually sing into a mic. Anyway, with the advances in video conferencing, a band can take it a step further and jam together from their own respective homes. It's an awesome technological development that's helped a lot of people and businesses in this post-outbreak era. And now big established bands are using it as well. Back in May, Frank Godla of online music content provider, I guess you'd call them, Metal Injection, organized a 3-day festival called the Slay at Home Festival. It was an online show that featured tons of metal bands from every one of the countless subgenres, each playing sets. You could tune in or not, depending on your own schedule and or interest. These performances were great enough, but what really interested me were some of the sets that featured members of different bands playing together, just jamming, some covers, some really incredible original material. The thing that capped it off for me was a performance with members of Gorguts, Revocation, Car Bomb, and the Dillinger Escape Plan. These are all super talented bands that write really intricate material individually, and together, it's like a dream come true for someone like me. This festival spawned a lot of like-minded performances across YouTube. This campy, metal-centered online comedy talk show called 2 Minutes to Late Night has organized a lot of similar jams. Members of metal and hardcore bands from Cave-In to Gwar to 100 others can be seen performing songs by everyone from The Misfits to Ozzy Osbourne to friggin' Boston. It's a dream come true for a lot of fans. I just hope enough people are chipping in to watch, if they can even afford it. That's the thing about the internet. You have the option to pay for things, but the ones that do are probably a fraction of the number that just like free shit. Nobody pays for music or news anymore. That's just the world we live in. But anyway, I hope everyone out there has been able to keep themselves somewhat entertained during all this. Hopefully next year, I'll run into everyone at an actual live show after we all get vaccinated. You guys miss going to shows or anything? You guys haven't done that in a while. Well, Dave, you've done that in a while. Toby, either of you guys.
Oh, man. I love going to live shows. I listen to a lot of metal, nice, hardcore music. So the going to a show, it's the energy that's there. Some of these bands, I feel like you can't. I mean, you're going to enjoy your favorite bands no matter what when you're watching them on a screen, but there's something about the being in the venue and being next to all, you know, everyone that's sweaty there that wants to see this one band and pushing and stuff, and I miss that. I miss that.
Toby misses sweaty and pushing.
See, every time you get me with something that I say, every single time. Now,
Dave's out to ruin Toby's name.
Dragging it through the mud.
No.
Painting as some sex pervert freak.
Now, one thing, you know, I've been, I'm not a musician at all, but I'm a big supporter of music in general. Right. I used to actually book bands and stuff and set up shows.
Nice.
So I know that these bands, They are making a living off tours, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of extra money, but I've tried to buy a couple of t-shirts from some of my favorite bands or bands that I think are up and coming that I really like. And just trying to, you know, again, donating to live shows and stuff that they're doing is awesome. But buying merch from some of them, it just helps them out too sometimes.
Of course. So yeah, that's the main thing, merch, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried to buy a couple of t-shirts here and there and stuff, and, you know, like you said, no one's paying for music anymore. It's a fraction, a small fraction of a cent for every stream on, like, Spotify or something for these bands when you listen to their song. You have to listen to their songs millions of times before they can make some decent money off of it.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. There was a big festival I wanted to go to in December, and I know it's going to get canceled.
Yeah. It hasn't been yet, though, so far?
So far, they haven't announced anything. It's like a 2 or 3 day thing in somewhere in Buffalo, I think. Wow. Yeah,
Buffalo, New York. You're flying up to New York.
I want to. It's my favorite band putting on this big show, and there's like 40 bands, and there's wrestling and all kinds of live goofiness, and I want to go so bad. But
let me find out you're a juggalo. Are you gonna?
No.
You're talking about wrestling.
I do forget that they do wrestling too. Yeah. No, it's a band called Every Time I Die. They do.
Oh, I love Every Time I Die, yeah. Dude. I rock one of their shirts, like, still to this day, like, all the time, from the Hot Damn album. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So they do the Shitmas. I think that's what it's called, Shitmas.
They're from Buffalo, too. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. They're a Buffalo band. I didn't know about that festival, but yeah, that makes sense, Buffalo.
So I'm holding out. I'm holding out that all of a sudden this magically all goes away by then, and I can still go.
Yeah. Dude. You guys are all fucking stupid.
Oh, come on now.
Dumb.
Yeah, Dave wouldn't even go see the Flaming Lips, and they were playing like 10 minutes from his house, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And I love the Flaming Lips, but the problem is I don't want to go down there, and then I got to park, and then I got to mix with all these people who are sweating and pushing and all that stuff that Toby seems to enjoy so much. I'm too old for that shit. I'm sorry, man. I am now at the point wherein Corona sucks, right? Yeah. It's fucking affected everybody's life for the worse. Yet here I am going, I'll never go to see a movie again. I really have no interest in ever going to a movie theater.
Like, I'm done with public shit.
I'm done. I'm done. That's it, man. It's too much of a hassle, you know, for me. It's too much of a pain in the ass. And if you give me the option, now I know the recent news, kind of slinging it back to the movies here, which we spent the whole first part of the show talking about.
That's all right.
But like Mulan on Disney Plus, they're going to charge $30 for people to see Mulan. I don't know how many people would actually shell that out. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nope.
But then I was thinking, what if it was something that I really, 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 that was my inner child going, I want this so bad, would I pay $30? I mean, when I was a teenager, I think I made my mom pay $30 for like an Iron Maiden concert to be on pay-per-view. So,
but Eddie's going to be there.
Yeah, Eddie, it was like on their Fear of the Dark tour, which is Yeah, it was shit because it's not one of their better records, but you're like, yeah.
It's not like Power Slave or some shit.
Yeah. No, yeah. But still, I was fucking there, and I was begging my mom, please.
Yeah.
And my mom didn't make a lot of money. Here I am, this fucking greasy-ass fucking teenager going, I gotta
see Bruce Dickinson
concert. Yeah, from my couch. And then, but that's the thing. Now here I am at 42, and that's all I want to do. I don't want to have to interact with people or pay too much for drinks or anything else. I don't like being ripped off. So, yeah, you know, if more bands want to live stream, at first you think, well, they're charging people to play songs. Good. I'm glad. Let them, because there's people that are willing to pay for it. Let them use their money the way they want
to. Sure, man.
And if you want to hear this B-side from 1984 and you can pay $25 to hear it, do it. You know what I mean?
Hey.
I don't know, man. What's that, Toaster?
I've got an idea. Because OnlyFans is a big deal right now where people are paying to see girls get naked and stuff.
That's right.
Why don't we start OnlyBands?
Ooh, shit.
Ah, and then you pay for them to play. Got it?
Does this count as copywriting it if we put this out? Or it probably already exists, dude. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It sounds too obvious. It's so good. It's almost too obvious.
I know. Like,
the name, OnlyBands, like all of it. It just sounds like somebody must
pay to play.
It.
I mean, it's all there. It's there. This is our business plan. We're about to become filthy rich, guys.
Apps. Apps is where it's at, bro. That's it. Fuck. Social media.
Yeah, there's one fatal flaw to your plan, Tobster.
What's that?
We're all incredibly lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are these bands? Do you know anyone? It's like, we're going to have all these bands from like my hometown, you know, fucking, you can see this rare cut from fucking Worcester Boogaloo fucking trio. You know?
Some polka act from Oshkosh.
There's got to be some kind of redneck country band down in Texas, right? Is that what you guys are into down there?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know it.
Y'all wear cowboy hats.
Yeah. Everyone asks.
They seem to love that.
Everyone always.
What, the cowboy hat? You own a cowboy hat?
No,
okay. He's like, I got a nice Stetson. Okay. I got a nice Stetson. Listen, my girlfriend's a cowgirl, man. We ride horses and shit, man. We go to those stores. She has me try them on cowboy hats.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think I'll ever own one.
Now we're getting into how the sausage is made.
I just went from I will never to I don't think I'll ever own in one sentence.
This is a little behind the scenes on Nate's love life, you know? Because she's like, oh, she makes me try them on. I'm trying on Stetsons and bolo ties in the store, and then I got to bring them home. And
a big belt buckle.
There's a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate, you're a big, burly Texas oil man who likes to get sweaty and push people around. Toby's head pops up in the window. Can I play too?
He's got spurs. I got spurs.
Come on.
Jingle,
now.
Jangle, jingle.
All right.
Oh, man. But no, I'm back to my original sentiment. Mm-hmm. I am so ready for the world just to plug in their brains to their laptops and never leave home again.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey. Hopefully. Anywho.
Hopefully what? Hopefully that happens or doesn't happen?
Whatever.
Both.
I don't care, man.
You're like, oh, hopefully.
Hopefully we all get jacked into our computers and it becomes the Matrix.
Yeah, and I can just slag off all day long.
Slag it up. Call back.
Yeah. Call back. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Great Nate's notes per usual.
Thanks, man.
It's definitely food for thought. I mean, and again, we got two different opinions here, wherein I would rather stay home. Toby is eager to go out. Yeah. You're ready to go out and rock. You're in a band.
Yeah, I'm down. I can't wait for any of it. Yeah. I played one gig. We played like this outdoor thing outside like some kind of ice cream festival. It was like a local towny thing, but they needed a band to play. And we did that. And people were like, make sure they're standing 15 feet away or whatever. You know, it just was so, it's such a hassle. And like everyone's wearing masks and like just, it's just weird, man. So I don't know. I'm good with it for now. I'd like to play a show, but whatever. You know, I'll wait till things cool down.
You look out into the crowd and you're like, I don't know. I can't see if they're enjoying us playing or.
Are they smiling? I can't tell.
Are they singing along? I can't tell.
I have no idea.
holding an ice cream festival
with masks,
where you got to wear masks.
Everyone had dirty
masks.
It's
the worst idea. They're just smushing the ice cream cone into their mask.
You know, one person at least did that by accident. Like, oh shit, I forgot to pull it down.
What a shitty world we're in.
Oh boy. Hopefully. No one responded to that. That was completely up in the air.
Hopefully, everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
You were gonna say something else.
Yeah. All right, let's get the hell out of here. We all got things to do. Nate, you're baked. You probably want to go take a nap. Right?
Yeah,
or are you
going to
play cowboy and cowgirl?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm super tired. I'm playing cowboy and cowgirl in my brain right now. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm riding a cow into the universe, into some kind of weird vortex. And I'm saying, no, I'm not ready to go. And the cow's looking at me and going, murr. I'm like, how can I say no to you and your luscious lactation? Bring me into the light. Oh, yes, bovininity. So, yeah, this has been the Selling Out Show. I am Dave. That is Nate. And Toby is here as well. Yo. Toby, we love you.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Right on.
All right, this is wonderful. Let's end the show with a little happiness since I'm such a negative nilly. But anyway, I want to thank each and every one of you out there for tuning in. You guys rock. Again, I mean, I want to say the L word again, but I think I just overused it with Tobster. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Drunk.
Can I, guys?
It is drunk. I love you. Yeah.
Share all the
I love you, man. I fucking love you. Don't take your pants off. All right, so yeah, see you guys later. Bye-bye. Adios. Afinazen. Ciao.
Bye.